This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Camila Cabello talks Drake and teases new music. The girls of K-pop stun while the boys share music and Felix makes his runway debut. We break down our Woman of the Year, Karol G's success, and take a look back at previous Women in Music honorees. Happy Wednesday, March 6th. This is Billboard News, and Women in Music is upon us. But before we dive into all our girl power content, let's check in with today's top story. Camila Cabello chats Drake's spicy vacation and gets in heat with Jimmy Butler, all while teasing her new single. Singer Camila Cabello and rapper Drake had the internet buzzing in viral videos of them in Turks and Caicos a couple months back, and she stopped by the Call Her Daddy podcast to set the record straight.
You were on a vacation with Drake.
Oh, gosh. It was vacation plus some work.
Oh.
Okay, girl, we're listening. She's been busy promoting her new single, and she did so in the cutest jersey at the Miami Heat game. She gave player Jimmy Butler one with her song title on it, and he wore it immediately. We love to see the support.
Seeing stars. Oh, my God.
She posted a teaser to social media saying the track is coming sooner than we think. And all I can think is, girl, be safe in that car. And there's never enough time in the day for all the stories, so we save you the hassle. Here's three things you should know today. Blackpink's Jisoo gives high glamour for self-portrait. Their founder and creative director said, "We first started working with Jisoo many years ago, dressing her both on and off the stage. So having her front our campaign was a natural next step." Also front and center is aespa's Karina for Dazed Korea, serving gorgeous selfies for the digital cover. Taking over the music and fashion game, these girls can do it all. Also slaying in the fashion department, Stray Kids is Felix, who made his runway debut at Louis Vuitton's Paris Fashion Week.
The philosophy of Louis Vuitton. It's a beautiful journey.
Why am I feeling like a proud father watching him strut down the runway? And it's not just fashion our idols are giving us. V teased his new music with a short film titled Friends, 9 days ahead of his new single. While Tomorrow by Together gave us a massive concept trailer for Miniso 3 Tomorrow. Now, I'm not completely sure what's going on here, but I'm into it. I can't wait to see what this comeback brings. I've had the best time at all our past Women in Music events. No, seriously, I hugged Taylor Swift. Never over that. But let's rewind time even more in our next segment.
Thank you, Billboard, for this honor. I'm very humbled. Thank you.
Every year, Women in Music honors some of the best to ever do it. And none more important than our Woman of the Year. Today, we're discussing a few of them, even one who has had it multiple times. Let's hear it for the girls.
Who run the world? Girls, girls. Who run the world? Girls.
My niche is empowering other women. They look up to you for more than just your music.
The year was 2009, and the Woman of the Year was Beyoncé. The superstar stunned at the Pierre Hotel in New York. And at the time, she couldn't believe the year she was having and was as humble as ever.
I can't believe all of the things I've been blessed to do this year. And I know it would not be possible without my family.
Madonna is one of our most legendary honorees. She grabbed the award in 2016 and gave one of the event's most talked about speeches.
People say that I'm so controversial. But I think the most controversial thing I have ever done is to stick around.
Taylor Swift. Though the world is currently in their Taylor Swift era, we honored her as our Woman of the Year in both 2011 and 2014. But that's not it. In 2019, she became our Woman of the Decade.
What does it mean to be the woman of this decade? Somewhere right now, your future Woman of the Year is probably sitting in a piano lesson or in a girls' choir. And today, right now, we need to take care of her.
And this year, the big honor is going to Karol G, and we couldn't be more excited. Just check out her stats.
Y tú me preguntas, ¿cuál es ese sueño que yo diría? Caro, ¿cuál sería tu wow? Que tu nombre lo reconozcan a nivel mundial. Eso sería impresionante.
Karol G is rocking the Billboard charts, and Billboard's Woman of the Year honoree is showing no signs of slowing down. This is Billboard Explains Woman of the Year, Karol G. The Colombian superstar is breaking records and cementing her place in Latin music history. She has 30 songs on the Billboard Hot 100, including one top 10, Te Quiero, alongside fellow powerhouse Shakira in 2023. That one hit number 7. But it's the Hot Latin Songs chart where Karol G really shines. She has 63 songs on that chart, the most of all time for a woman artist. Of those 63, 26 of them hit the top 10, and 8 are number 1. A collab with Anuel, Daddy Yankee, Ozuna, and J Balvin, which spent 12 weeks at the top. And Mommy, alongside Becky G, with 10 weeks at the top. In fact, she has the third most number ones among women on the Hot Latin Songs chart after Gloria Estefan with 15 and Shakira with 13. Her Grammy-winning album, Mañana Será Bonito, hit number 1 on the Billboard 200, the first ever all-Spanish language number 1 album by a female artist. Congratulations to Billboard's Woman of the Year, Karol G. Keep making and breaking records.
That's it for today. Make sure you tune in to Women in Music March 7th at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BillboardWomenInMusic.com. See you then.